This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever spent 20 minutes searching for a file that you know you saved somewhere? Or stared at your computer with 187 icons and felt your blood pressure rise? The average professional wastes a lot of time weekly looking for digital information, and that is several days, if not weeks, of productivity that's lost every year. So today I'm going to share three simple digital decluttering strategies that will hopefully transform your workflow in maybe less than an hour. Okay, maybe more, but anything matters. And the question is, why does this matter? Well, your brain processes everything it sees, including every icon on your desktop and every file in your folders. And this creates what psychologists call visual noise that drains your mental energy and your focus, and it does it without even you realizing it. So for solopreneurs and small business owners, this invisible drain can be the difference between finishing that client project and feeling too scattered to start. So digital clutter doesn't just waste time. It creates decision fatigue that affects everything from your creativity to your sales calls. And when you're constantly hunting for files or juggling between too many apps and all those open tabs, you're spending valuable mental resources that, you know, could be fixed on organization instead of innovation. Okay. And the good news is, unlike physical decluttering that might take weeks, digital organization can deliver immediate results within just a few strategic changes. So here are three key takeaways that are going to possibly help you with this. Number one, apply the touch it once principle. Stop letting digital assets pile up by handling each item once. When an email arrives, immediately decide, reply now, schedule time to address it later, or delete it. And then for downloads, either file them properly or delete them, okay? None of this, I'll sort it later. That folder is going to become a digital junk drawer, okay? You're going to find out that this single habit alone is going to cut your digital management by a huge percentage amount. Number two, create constant naming facilities. So you're going to want to ditch file names like final underscore version 2 underscore actual underscore final dot PDF. Instead, use the format of year, month, date, plus category, plus a brief description. So you could name something 2025-03-10-client proposal XYZ company. This system is automatically going to allow you to sort chronologically and then make searching infinitely easier. Okay, so apply this to everything you do, from folders to email subjects, and come up with the one that makes sense for you. The chronological thing is good, but you always want to make sure that you do something that fits your, you know, needs. And three, schedule weekly digital resets. So set a 20-minute calendar appointment every Friday or maybe every Monday morning to clean up your digital spaces. Close unused tabs, delete unnecessary files, and organize any new content. This regular maintenance is going to prevent digital buildup and give you a fresh start each week. And according to productivity research, this habit alone can boost your focus by a huge percentage amount for the following week. Now, you might be asking yourself, how do you make this personal? How do you market you first with this? Well, your digital organization system should reflect your unique thinking patterns and workflow, not someone else's perfect system. That goes along with the naming facility that I was just speaking about. Make sure that it works for you. A visual thinker might benefit from a color-coded folder, while someone who thinks sequentially might like a numbered system, like we were talking about with the chronological way. The key is consistency that matches your natural thought process. And this personalization is going to extend to your client-facing systems as well. So how do you organize and present deliverables to your clients as part of your personal brand. You know, clean, logical file structures and clear naming conventions are going to show professionalism that's going to set you apart from competitors who send disorganized digital chaos. Remember, clients notice these details and associate them with how you're going to handle their business. So here is a call to action that should at least help you a little bit. Take 15 minutes right now to clear your desktop completely. Move everything into a single folder that's called old desktop or something like that, and only bring back items that you truly need daily. This simple reset is going to immediately reduce your visual noise and give you a clean foundation for better organization and a way to start fresh. So, is any of this helpful? Is this, hitting, what you need? Is it the scratch you needed for your itch? If so, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When you're done listening to the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can enter your name and your email address, and get on the insider emails. I'd love to send you all the tips, tricks, and nuggets I find. On that same page, you can go to the bottom right. You're going to see a thought bubble. That is a chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you very promptly. And if you go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer, or click on the disclaimer link at the bottom of WesWyatt.com, you'll get all the information that is going to give you a context regarding this and all podcast posts and info I provide. And thank you very much for tuning in for another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.